So this is a good time just to close your eyes and sense you're taking a real pause from whatever preoccupation, whatever busyness, whatever distractedness. And that in this pause, you can invite yourself just to come home into this moment, right here. To see if it's possible to just relax a little. Maybe some tension you didn't know was there. You can just notice it and soften. So there's this gentle invitation into presence. You might feel your breath. Maybe take a few full breaths just to help collect your attention. Let your senses be awake, so there's an awareness of sound, a receptive kind of listening. Just aware of the sounds, the soft sounds in the room. Listening to the more distant sounds. With that same receptivity of listening, listening inwardly, just feeling the life of the body, very receptive, feeling the sensations, the aliveness. And listening to your heart, taking some moments to listen to the state of your heart right now. Perhaps you haven't really listened receptively to your heart in a while. You can let this pause include your heart. Listening and sensing what it is that your heart really longs for, what really brings you here tonight to this class, this gathering. As you listen, listen for your deepest, most sincere intention. What is it that really matters to you? We continue this arriving in presence by gently scanning through the body with our awareness. Might soften the eyes, just to sense a smile spreading through the eyes. Let the flesh around the eyes be soft. Just feel the sensations and space and aliveness there. Relaxing the mouth, you might sense the half smile of the Buddha, slight smile at the mouth. And if you've never done this before, really check it out, because it allows you to connect, lets the nervous system sense some ease, relaxes the fight-flight response, this half-smile. You might feel like the inside of the mouth is smiling. Sense the space and aliveness through the whole mouth and jaw area. Feeling the shoulders from the inside. Just again, sensing the sensations, the movement, the tightness, the space. You might imagine and sense a kind of dissolving there, ice to water. And water to gas. Aware of the energy moving up and down the arms, right into the hands. And feeling the hands from the inside too, letting your whole awareness be inside the hands. So you can feel the aliveness, the space, the pulsing, the tingling. Notice what happens if you soften the hands and continue to feel them from the inside. And intimate attention. Let the chest be open. See if you can soften and relax down the torso, softening the belly. Letting this next breath be received in a softening belly. This breath. And this one. And again. Letting the awareness scan down through the hips and down into the legs. Softening, relaxing. The upper legs. And then down to the calves. Down into the feet so that you feel the feet from the inside out. The tingling, the vibrating, the aliveness there. And notice what happens when you widen the lens and feel this whole body as a field of sensation. Just allowing everything to happen. Letting this life live through you, flow through you. Including sound in your awareness, listening to the appearance and disappearance, this whole symphony of sound. Listening not just with your ears, but your whole awareness. So that you're listening to and feeling the sounds. Listening to and feeling the sensations that are here. Listening to and feeling the whole moment. as you sense this changing dance of feelings and sounds, sensations in the foreground. Aware in the background of that alert inner stillness, that which is aware, your own presence. Much of meditation training is just noticing when we have left presence, which we all do regularly, and gently inviting ourselves back. It can help to have a home base or an anchor like the breath. You might feel the breath in the foreground, just as if you listen to sound, just listen to and receive the breath. No need to aim yourself at it. Just off sense of the inflow and outflow. Still aware in the background of the sound and some other sensations in the body. You might notice where your attention is. And if the mind's drifted, then let this be a moment of appreciation, just to notice that virtual reality of thinking, and to explore this relaxing open again, just coming back right here. And it really is a relaxing back, opening the attention and perhaps listening again to sound, to the space around you. So instead of listening to the sounds in your mind, you're listening to the actual living sounds moment to moment. You can relax open by relaxing through the body for a few moments, purposely letting go in the shoulders again. Softening the hands. Relaxing the belly. And relaxing your heart. So we bring our mindfulness, our heartfulness to what's right here. In Vipassana, we let our attention go to whatever is most predominant. If there's a strong sensation or emotion, just letting that be in the foreground, noticing what's happening, and just saying yes to it. Letting it be there. Befriending what's here. And if nothing strong is calling our attention, we come back to our home base, to the breath, if that's what you've chosen. Just relaxing with the in-breath and relaxing with the out-breath. In these last few moments, giving yourself the gift of arriving again, fresh, with interest and care. Just sensing what's happening right here, and the possibility of befriending your experience.